From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the Book of Romans. Paul's thesis for Romans is found in verses 16 and 17 of chapter 1, where he writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith." In this message, Dr. Cairns takes as his text verse 17. The theme of Romans is the righteousness of God, what it is, why we need it, and how it may be obtained. This gives the key to studying the book. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will commence a message entitled, A Roadmap to Romans. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Mourner Comforted. The text is Matthew 5 and verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. By the valley of weeping we come to Zion. One would have thought mourning and being blessed were in opposition, but the infinitely wise Savior puts them together in this beatitude. What He has joined together, let no man put asunder. Mourning for sin, our own sins, and the sins of others, is the Lord's seal set upon His faithful ones. When the Spirit of grace is poured upon the house of David, or any other house, they shall mourn. By holy mourning we receive the best of our blessings, even as the rarest commodities come to us by water. Not only shall the mourner be blessed at some future day, but Christ pronounces him blessed even now. The Holy Spirit will surely comfort those hearts which mourn for sin. They shall be comforted by the application of the blood of Jesus and by the cleansing power of the Holy Ghost. They shall be comforted as to the abounding sin of their city and of their age by the assurance that God will glorify Himself, however much men may rebel against Him. They shall be comforted with the expectation that they shall be wholly freed from sin before long and shall soon be taken up to dwell forever in the glorious presence of their Lord.
Trust in God, the darkness, light, He faithful will repay. I'll trust in Him.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
We continue this evening with the studies in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1. We are still there. I suppose I would have to say formally the text is Romans 1:17 still. The just shall live by faith. But our reading, and this is not quite as crazy as it sounds, since we're still in the very initial stages of the Roman studies, our reading is in chapter 5. Now, we will read this again in due course when we get to the fifth chapter, if we live long enough to get to the fifth chapter. But we're reading chapter 5, verses 12 to the end. So let's turn in God's Word to the fifth chapter of Romans, and we'll commence reading at verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his precious word for his own name's sake. Last Lord's Day evening, we took some time to consider the theme of the book of Romans, the just shall live by faith. Tonight I want us to consider a little of the scheme that the apostle follows as he elaborates upon this theme. In other words, this evening what we are going to try to do is to provide something of a roadmap to the book of Romans. It's always valuable when you're studying a book of the Bible and to get an overview of it. Campbell Morgan used to say that before he would start any studies in a book, he would sit down and read that book through, I forget how many times, but 7 or 10 times. And each time he would make sure to read it through at one sitting, so that his mind would be clear upon the threads of thought, the connections and the interconnections that the Holy Spirit was establishing through that book. So in any Bible book, it is very good to have an overview, to have a grasp of the content of the book, and, as I say, to get something of a roadmap for the book. Now, if that's true in any book of the Bible, it is peculiarly valuable when you come to this book of Romans. I want to make it very clear, and of course you shouldn't need me to emphasize this when you read the writings of the Apostle Paul, that though Paul was an inspired writer and the Holy Ghost is the author of what he writes, yet Paul's own particular personality, his characteristics, the peculiarities of his own mind and style come through very clearly. You would have to be mentally dull indeed to read the Apostle Paul on the one hand and say the Apostle John on the other hand, and not pick up the profound difference in style and in approach to how they go about writing. I don't want to get into the thorny subject of how the Holy Ghost is the author of both, and yet each retains his own particular and peculiar style. Though the illustration has, for some reason or other, gone a little out of date, in that modern evangelicals don't seem to like it, I confess to being happily a little out of date in these things, and I do like it. To me, it always appears to be, say, the difference between a violin. Oh, no, let's not take a violin. We'll not get on to that. Oh, well, we will. With Ryan and Bevan tonight. A violin and, say, a viola. You have the same tune played, but you have a distinctly different sound. If you take a trombone and a trumpet, you can drop the trumpet off wherever you like as long as you bring the trombone back. But if you take those and play the same tune, the similarities will be obvious, but the differences will be equally obvious. Similarly, in the writers of Scripture, it is the same Spirit breathing, but he's breathing, if I may say, to make a different reed tremble here. And so there is a style that is Paul's and there's a style that is John's. Now, when you get to read the Apostle Paul, one thing that stands out, and I'm talking about one thing stylistically, and it's this, that Paul is a writer who follows a very powerfully prevalent logical scheme. When you read the book of Romans, you'll find that in this book, the apostle never for a single moment loses sight of his main argument. And he sets about developing that argument in a highly schematic and logical fashion. Some scholars, and some of them have too much scholarship for their own good, they try to find difficulties where there are no difficulties. And there are other places where there are difficulties, and they admit them. But some scholars blame Paul, and they label certain passages as digressions that disrupt the flow of thought. They have, and I'm not bothering you with the big words, they have big words to describe places where he has a premise without a conclusion, where the syntax and the grammar are incomplete. Let me tell you, we've just read one of those passages, by the way. It's highly debatable whether the scholars are right at all there. We'll come to that in due course. But even in those places, Paul does not lose sight of his main theme and the scheme under which he is working to elaborate upon that theme. And any scheme of this book that doesn't do justice to the unity and the coherence of the apostle's argument is a man-made scheme, and it is patently false. Now, when I approached this book, I confessed, and I did confess this right at the very beginning of these studies, that it is a scary thing. And it is scary because it is such a vast book. It is such a profound book. And if ever you want to prove your ignorance, just study the book of Romans. If ever a preacher wants to prove the limitations both of his knowledge and his skill at imparting whatever knowledge he has, let him just come to the book of Romans. And here I have to confess, and greater preachers than I have had to confess the same thing, that you feel that you are sinking in a mighty ocean of divine truth and revelation, and you're just overwhelmed with the vastness and the greatness of it all. And that means that there is the temptation always to take a very simple, find a simple key and follow it through. And sometimes that is not a bad thing to do. Such a scheme has been produced and has been used by many, many preachers. But I have not adopted it. It's a simple one. Chapters 1 to 3 deal with condemnation. Chapters 4 and 5 deal with justification. Chapters 6 and 7 deal with sanctification. Chapter 8 deals with assurance and glorification, or as some may say, the chapter of the Spirit. Chapters 9 to 11 deal with the problem of Israel and its place in the end times. And then chapters 12 to 16 are the practical application. That's a very simple way to divide the book. And I have to confess, it has its attractions just because it's so watertight. But it has its problems as well. These themes are in these passages, by the way, and we will deal with condemnation and justification and sanctification and assurance and adoption and glorification and the work of the Spirit and what the Scriptures say about Israel. And then all the practical applications. They're all here. But the difficulty with this scheme is that each of these things tends to become a little island in itself. And I have books in my library where the teacher deals with condemnation, and then he deals with justification, and then he deals with sanctification, and it's at that point where real heresy can come in. This is where the scheme becomes very, very important. For example, as I've said, chapters 4 and 5 are justification. Chapters 6 and 7 are sanctification. But more rubbish, and I have no apology for using the term. It's actually quite a gentle term, given the sort of stuff I'm combating. But more rubbish, more dangerous delusion, more that has haunted the people of God and has robbed them of the victory of the Holy Ghost in their lives, has been preached and written from Romans chapter 6, and the Christian being dead to sin. Because the preacher has said chapter 6 is sanctification. And he has failed to realize that Paul at the beginning of chapter 6 is continuing the great discussion of justification in union with Christ. And unless you understand how he is changing gears, as it were, and how he brings you with justification as the basis to consider sanctification, you will end up giving his words a meaning he never intended. You will start chasing a pipe dream of a sanctification that does not exist. And you will fail to achieve the victory that does exist. So the scheme is not dry bones. It's very, very important.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road,
Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.